While the Europeans consider their next moves on Georgia, some of the world's best women chess players consider their next moves right near the center of the crisis. The World Women's Chess Championship is underway now in Nalchik. Nalchik is in Russia. It's less than 40 miles from the Georgian border. And that fact has prompted 9 of the 64 chess players to skip the tournament. One of them is the world's 24th-ranked woman chess player. She is an American, Irina Krush. She's now in Montreal. How come you're in Montreal and you're not there in Nalchik playing in the tournament?
Well, normally I would be playing in the Women's World Championship. Of course, that's one of the most important events on the chess calendar. But this year I decided not to go. I didn't feel like the region they were holding it in was that safe. And I just decided to travel to Montreal to help my husband play a chess tournament.
Your husband being a grandmaster.
That's right.
What is the fact that you were originally from Ukraine, you moved here to the U.S. as a child, what is that fact, how does that figure into your decision?
Oh, it didn't figure into my decision at all. You know, I've grown up in the United States. I've been living here since I was 5 years old. So for me, I understood the reason for the Georgian women chess players to withdraw. If I was in their position, I definitely wouldn't feel comfortable traveling to Russia in that kind of political climate.
Yeah, we should say that there were 6 players from Georgia who were part of the boycott.
Yeah, for them, I mean, they had the kind of separate issue, you know. I think some of the other women who decided not to participate like me, it wasn't so much about the recent developments in South Ossetia. I would think it's more just the general security in the area.
General security, although this is, this presumably is a competition that one would want to take part in, the World's Women Chess Championship. Is that something that you can easily miss out on as a competitive
Definitely
player?
Definitely not. You know, I mean, of course, I was mulling over this decision for a while, and, I mean, it was a tournament that I qualified to play in. It only happens once every 2 years. So in this case, no matter how important it is, I think, the most important thing is feeling good about, you know, the place you're going to.
We know that the president of the World Chess Federation has said that or wrote that while the war was, quote, a terrible tragedy, he's talking about Russia moving into South Ossetia and Georgia. He said, I appeal to all not to mix politics and sport. Do you feel like that's what you were doing?
Definitely not. Also, I did find what he said to be a little bit naive and oh, that's easy for you to say. I mean, no one is really mixing politics and sport. People are just concerned about their safety. And I mean, the reality is that, of course, politics trumps sport. You know, you can't, you know, have a sports competition when there are, let's say, bombs going off. I don't actually even think that these women are trying to make a political statement. I just think they would feel like very, very uncomfortable going to a country that, I don't think they're sending a political message as much as they just felt they couldn't go to this place, you know, because of their security.
By the way, were you the only American who was to be there?
I was one of 3 Americans.
And are the others there, do you know?
They are there, yes. One of the American girls, her opponent also didn't show up, so she got kind of a bye into the second round. And the other one, she managed to defeat a higher-rated player. So they're both on to round 2 now.
All right. Very nice to speak with you from Montreal, Canada, not from Nalchik, Russia. 2-time American chess champion Irina Krush. Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Lisa. Good talking to you.